This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So our first question today comes from Brother Wan Yahya from Malaysia, mashallah tabarakallah. And he says that we're supposed to have a pure heart, qalb salim. And we're supposed to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His question is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his heart was cleansed and his heart was purified in a supernatural manner, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fortified it with iman. So given that we are expected to have the qalb salim, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's qalb is our role model, obviously, how can we possibly follow him when he has reached a level that we can never expect to reach?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Now, this is a very beautiful question, and it is a question that you can sense, inshallah ta'ala, that our brother has a sincere love, and he's worried that he's not going to get to that status or that station, because obviously our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is who he is, and where are we in this regard? And he mentions the issue of qalb salim, and that's a very deep and profound topic. And the topic of qalbun salim, I actually have given a number of khutbas and talks, you can find it online, but just to summarize that, what our brother is referencing is that the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said in the Quran that on the day of judgment, on that day, that يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ, that neither wealth nor money will benefit anybody. The Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam made an exception, and he said that يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, except for the one who came in front of Allah with a pure heart, qalb salim, with a pure heart. And Allah mentions the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and praises him when Allah says, إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Ibrahim alayhi salam came to Allah with a qalbun salim. Now, of course, the term qalb, it is a reference to the spiritual heart. It is not a reference to the physical pulsating heart. This is a physical organ. When the Quran mentions qalb, when the Prophet ﷺ mentions qalb, there is a spiritual inner reality to our existence. We will never understand it. It's not something that is located in a particular place and time, but it is located inside of us. And the Arabic word qalb actually means, technically, it means that which is inside, right? Qalaba, it means that which is inside. Qalaba is that which is inside. Also, by the way, the term qalaba also indicates fluttering, okay? It indicates vacillation. It indicates turning round. And so, our heart is called qalb because, number one, it is inside of us, right? Literally and spiritually. And number two, because the qalb keeps on changing, right? One day you have the highest level of courage, the next day you're scared. One day you have himma and taqa and strength, the next day you just want to give up, okay? One day your iman is so strong, the next day, you know, it's not like that, you know? One day you hate somebody, the next day you will love that person. So qalb is called qalb because it constantly changes. And that is why our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua to Allah that Allahumma thabbit qulubana, that oh Allah, make our hearts firm upon your worship. If our hearts change in love and hate and whatnot, you know, in this world and whatnot, okay, but it should not change when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should be firm in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course the word salim, it means, it's from the same root as Islam, and it means the absence of evil, right? Some have translated it as peace, but in reality, salim means the heart that has no evil in it. And the qalbun salim, it is called qalb salim because, number one, it does not have the love of any god besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, it does not have any factors in it that prevents the person from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the doubts that might exist in the heart of the munafiq, or following one's desires, you know, lustfully, for example, right? This is not going to be qalbun salim. Because there are people that believe in Allah, but they have impediments in the worship of Allah. Qalbun Salim, he believes in Allah and none but Allah as a Lord, and then there are no impediments in the worship of Allah. And then point number three, that there's no animosity and no hatred for anybody else in this world. You have a pure heart. Qalbun Salim is that to the best of your ability, you do not have jealousy to any fellow believer. You do not have any hatred. You do not have any arrogance towards any other makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you're able to master these three things, then Qalbun Salim has been reached. And our brother is saying that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has reached a level of Qalbun Salim that we cannot reach. And this is obvious. Nobody can possibly deny this. And that is why he is our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Allah says in the Quran that one of the reasons why he is so perfect and so chosen is that the Quran has come to his qalb, right? نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ. The Holy Spirit or the trustworthy angel has come down with the Quran upon your qalb. So our dear brother in Islam is asking a legitimate question. How can we possibly compare my qalb and your qalb to the qalb that the Allah chose the Quran to come down and be preserved in, right? إِلَّا that نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍّ مُبِينٍ. In pure Arabic, Allah has revealed the Quran to the heart of the messenger. And our brother is saying, how can we compete with that? And the response, dear brother in Islam, the goal is not competition. The goal is not to even get to that level, because we know ilm al-yaqeen. Nobody can get to that level. But the goal is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that guiding light. He revealed that nur. He revealed that guidance. And he revealed the messenger to be the perfect role model so that we have something to look up to. We know we're not going to get to that exact same level. And that's not the goal. The goal is we keep that level or that maqam and that height in our eyes, and we keep that bar which is raised so high, we keep it in our sights all the time, and we try our best in every aspect of our life. We try our best to come as close to the goal as possible, with the realization we will never actually achieve it. You see, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is called a qudwatun hasana, and a qudwatun hasana literally means a good role model, a perfect role model. Allah did not reveal the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that all of us are going to be exactly like him. Allah revealed it to him so that all of us can attempt to emulate him, so that we can take him as qudwatun hasana. And of course he was aided miraculously, because he is the Prophet of Allah. He is the chosen. He is the Mustafa. And what does Mustafa mean? Inna Allah astafa Adama wa Nuhan wa Ala Ibrahim wa Ala Imran ala al-alamin. Allah has chosen specific people. Allah has chosen. Istafa means to take apart and to purify. So Allah has chosen certain prophets and certain families. The family of Ibrahim has been chosen, and the family of Imran has been chosen, and specific people in that lineage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised their ranks and purified them. And therefore, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was indeed given a miracle. And of the miracles he was given, many miracles, of the miracles he was given is that as a child, his heart was opened up and his heart was cleansed miraculously. And of course, these reports are in the seerah books of Ibn Hisham and Ishaq, and the Quran references it as well. Alam nashrah laka sadrak is referencing here that the Prophet's heart was purified in Zamzam, with Zamzam water, in a canister of gold, purified, and any evil that was in it, it was taken out. And of course, we actually believe this was done twice. This spiritual operation, it was done twice. Firstly, when he was a child, and then secondly, on the night of Isra and Mi'raj, he was fortified once again. And of course, this is something we expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and fortify his iman and give him a qalbun salim. And even in the hadith of Bukhari as well, that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that every one of us has an evil shaitan that's trying to misguide us, and that shaitan has been with us since we were born. And Aisha said that, O Messenger of Allah, even you? And he said, yes, even me, but Allah has helped me, that my Qareen has converted to Islam and he only commands good things, right? This is a divine thing. Of course, you know, we expect our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be blessed in this regard. So, my dear brother in Islam, I sense your love for our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I sense your fear at being, distant from him. But I can only assure you, with the assurance that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to a man that came to him and said, "O Messenger of Allah, I don't have, you know, that much, you know, sadaqah, and I don't have that much, you know, salah and siyam, but I have a love for Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger. My heart has love for Allah and His Messenger." And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You shall be with those whom you love. You shall be with those whom you love." So the goal is not to ever try to achieve that exact level. The goal is to keep on striving. And innama al-amalu bin-niyat, Allah will see your effort and your dedication. This is the beauty of our faith, dear brother in Islam. Listen to this carefully. Every single boss or friend or life partner or colleague or human being will judge you by the final product. Nobody judges by the efforts you put in. You know, as a professor, nobody cares as a professor. Your professor doesn't care how many hours you studied. He wants to see the result on the exam. If it so happened you didn't study at all and you just happen to know the answers and you ace it, and there are others that studied the whole semester and for whatever reason the question was difficult and they weren't able to answer, that you're not rewarded by effort in this world. But in the eyes of Allah, you are rewarded by effort. You're rewarded by dedication, by sincerity. Therefore, dear brother in Islam, put in the effort, be sincere, do each and every good deed, and in particular of the deeds that you should do to be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will mention two things that are explicitly mentioned in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number one, one of the servants of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Prophet asked him, "What do you want for me to give you?" And the servant was smart. He didn't say any money, any horse. He said, "I want to be with you in Jannah, O Messenger of Allah." And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fa'inni ala nafsika bikathrati sujood." Help me to help you in this cause by lots of sajdas. So our dear brother wants to be close to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the way to do that is, number one, extra sajdas, lots of nafil salah. Make sure you're praying the regular fard, tahajjud prayers, nafil salah, your sunnah, taratiba. Make sure that is done. And number two, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explicitly said in the hadith, "Aqrabukum minni manzilan yawm al-qiyamah," that the closest of you to me in my manzil, the closest, you're not going to get to that manzil, but the closest to you are who? "Ahasinukum akhlaqa," the best of you in manners. So monitor your manners, control your anger, speak good words, do not get angry at people. Don't be sarcastic and putting people down. Give better than what people expect, and expect from others less than what is due unto you. And always be the better of the two in any situation. These are the two things, and there are more, but of course time is limited. You're asking about trying to achieve, you know, as close proximity as possible. That will be done by lots of sajdas and by good akhlaq. And so, to respond to your question, dear brother in Islam, aim and strive and put in the effort, and realize the goal is not to, with your actions, get to that level. That will never happen. The goal is that Allah will see your sincerity, Allah will see your efforts, and Allah will reward you to be in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah azza wa jal that He blesses us to be in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Day of Judgment and in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la.
وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كوني